Georgia is at the center of the political world today. President Trump is there tonight, rallying for the two Republican senators in tomorrow's critical runoff elections. President-elect Biden campaigned this afternoon in Atlanta on behalf of the two Democrats, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, who are challenging Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue.
This is it. It's a new year, and tomorrow can be a new day for Atlanta, for Georgia, and for America.
Georgia's runoffs will decide control of the U.S. Senate, and all of this is happening just after the explosive release of a recorded phone call this weekend. In it, President Trump can be heard pressuring Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to find thousands of additional votes for him and repeating false claims about the election. NPR's Sarah McCammon is in Dalton, Georgia, the site of Trump's rally. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so there is so much going on right now in Georgia. Can you just step back for a moment and give us some context on where we are as we are heading into these runoff elections?
These elections are unusual in so many ways. One, because you have two seats up for grabs from the same state at the same time. That is, of course, because of some quirks of Georgia's primary process and because of a resignation by one of Georgia's senators about a year and a half ago. You have two Republicans defending those seats against Democratic challengers. Also, control of the Senate is at stake here. Democrats, if they take both of these seats, will get the tie-breaking vote in the form of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and they would take control of the Senate, which would be a major accomplishment for President-elect Joe Biden, who, of course, would really like to have Congress behind him as he begins his presidency.
Exactly. And normally that alone would make Georgia the center of the political universe. But then this weekend, we heard some pretty unforgettable tape from President Trump pressuring Georgia's Secretary of State to overturn Biden's victory. How is that reshaping these final hours of the campaign?
Well, President Trump has been casting doubt in the minds of many voters, certainly Republican voters, about the legitimacy of the election process. And we're hearing Republican elections officials push back against that. This is really strange and unprecedented situation, of course, also to have the President of the United States almost on the eve of an election attacking a Republican elections official, you know, an official of his own party here in Georgia. And so it's certainly on the minds of many voters.
And what are you hearing from those voters?
At a minimum, some confusion among Republican voters. I think despite the lack of evidence, despite the fact that legal challenges by the President have been rebuffed repeatedly, the Trump supporters I talked to here are at minimum confused about what to believe about this. I spoke yesterday with James Turner at an event outside of Atlanta.
It's one of those things, election fraud is hard to prove. We don't really know the truth. My gut feeling says there's fraud.
And what about Democrats? What are you hearing from them?
Well, a lot of just anger. I've talked to a few Georgia voters who tell me they worked so hard to get out the vote in the November election. They don't appreciate the president questioning the legitimacy of their vote. But I've also heard a renewed passion and sort of invigorated desire to get out the vote for tomorrow's runoff. I spoke with Patricia Smith outside of Atlanta today. She's been working doing door knocking.
You can only sit back and pray that people understand the importance of it. All we can do is just try to encourage people to get out in order to vote.
So Democrats like Patricia Smith are certainly hoping that get-out-the-vote effort is successful in winning these two seats for Democrats tomorrow, just as it was very successful in achieving a narrow win for Joe Biden in November.
That is NPR's Sarah McCammon. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.